The school system has about every kind of student there is, from good to bad. The district started a few years ago with academy schools for persistent discipline problems, and that's being redesigned again. There is the new program called Leadership Transition Educational Program. That's for kids who are coming out of some lockup and want to come back to city schools. Administrators don't want that to happen right away, instead starting them with the LTE program. Board member Larry Quinn has spent a lot of time meeting with school kids and likes the LTE idea.
I wouldn't necessarily just restrict it to fourth-year kids, though, because there's some kids. There's kids, I mean, they're in prison. So they're maybe a sophomore, freshman in high school, but they've been in jail. So they're coming out. They're not socialized well. They've missed time. And they've also emotionally checked out. Throwing them back into general circulation in a classroom just isn't going to work.
The program is just getting started, but revolves around deep evaluation of the student, from academic skills to trauma impact, and preparation of a specific plan for those students. For some troubled students, there's also the new Virtual Pathways program, which helps students earn class credit accrual toward graduation. It's done on computers, with 87 students currently enrolled. Many of the students will also have a partnership with the Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology, run by former interim superintendent Amber Dixon. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.